Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Slavery just south of the border, the southern border of America. Who would ever thought you would heard that? But today it's being reported by CNN that the Venezuela government, who's under crisis that we've been talking about, and we'll be talking about the Hunger Games on our future program. Make sure you catch it, because it's socialism gone awry in Venezuela. But here they're talking about the government is forcing now, or beginning to tell their citizens, you're going to have to now work in servitude to the government and go and work in the farms. Has that day come? Is this what the Lord was talking about prophetically? Well, first let's go to Venezuela and see what CNN is saying about that in the report of Venezuela, and then see what God said about America. Let's take a look.
The decree was buried in a 48-page government publication. It comes directly from the desk of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The vaguely worded decree says the government of Venezuela can force both public and private sector employees to work in the country's fields for periods of at least 60 days. This work period can be extended, the decree says, if circumstances merit. Starting with the late president, the socialist Hugo Chavez, Venezuela nationalized many companies, foreign and domestic. Many of those companies have shut down or are no longer producing at the level they once did, which has created shortages of many products, including food staples. This business leader says President Maduro's decree is misguided. This is the closest thing to slavery we've had, he says. Amnesty International says the decree effectively amounts to forced labor and calls it unlawful. Some Venezuelan workers have been at odds with the government for years. They claim tight currency controls, restrictions on imports, and expropriations of companies have disrupted the labor market. Former employees of Polar Enterprises, one of the country's largest food and beverage producers, protested against the government for weeks after part of the company had to shut down for lack of raw materials. About 10,000 workers have been laid off due to the shutdown of Polar Enterprises' beer production facilities like this one. Those who have lost their jobs are not going quietly. They have been protesting on the streets, saying the government is not only affecting businesses, but also killing jobs. We just want to live in peace, working and producing for our country and our families, this protesting worker says. He may soon be producing for his country, not at the work site of his choice, but at a government-run farm. Rafael Romo, CNN, Caracas.
A government-run farm. That should sound very familiar to Americans. The cotton market, the tobacco market, and with the history of American slavery. Now we're looking at Venezuela, who embraced socialism and not capitalism, even though they have the greatest reported oil reserves in the world. Here they are now starving. People are dying in the streets. People aren't being taken care of. And they're 100,000 a day are going across the border to be able to get food. And now they're talking about forcing their citizens to be in labor under the government. That's called slavery. We talked about that many times. And it's like, we have to begin to say, you know, is this our future? Is this where we're going? Or do we want to go back to the original intent of this nation? The original intent of where, you know, God's intent for this nation. And when you think about it, you think specifically about if we keep going where we're going, if we stay on the road that we're on, they say, you're going to end up where you're going. We are headed to, as you heard the general talk and the congressman talk in the beginning of this program, to World War III. And you know what happens with those type of things? They begin, and this is what was prophesied about by, his name will come to me in a moment, but in regards to World War III, that a draft is going to come. Jim Baker prophesied this. The Lord showed him in a prophetic dream that a draft is going to come, and they're going to force people, and normally they force the ages of 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, maybe 25, around that area. They begin to draft citizens of America. Just the way they're drafting in Venezuela right now for working for the government, they will draft for war. Now imagine the worst case scenario where you're not only fighting for the government, but you're working for the government. That's called servitude. Did you know that God gave us a prophetic dream? In this prophetic dream, I can't tell you every detail about it because it would totally shock you. But America was doing what we're supposed to do and doing things the right way, but America didn't realize what was going on behind the scenes. They didn't realize what was happening behind the scenes. Everybody doesn't play fair. So many Americans are gentlemen, if you would, and gentlewomen, that they just want to do things by the rules. Well, when evil comes around, there are no rules. And what God showed me was that America was playing by the rules and things were going to happen. And suddenly, when it looked like it was going to go a right way, something was going to come out, shift America. And we'll talk about his, Brian Carnes prophesied about this, that the elections will be rigged or something of that nature. We'll talk more specifically about it, but it's not going to go the way people think it's going to go. But what happens at the end of this is God's people, or the people of America, get hit with the butt of a gun in this prophetic vision. That means servitude. That means that America would be like Venezuela as they're moving into this place of servitude to be able to eat, because socialism causes people not to want to work.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.